just put out a tweet about a product, natamycin, which probably none of us have ever heard of, otherwise known as its E number, which is E235, I believe. This is something that just came up yesterday. I got an email from Naked Wines advising me and everyone else who's a member of Naked Wines that a German study has shown that there is this product, natamycin, has shown up in some Argentinian wines. And because of that, retailers like Naked Wines are being encouraged to no longer, not well, currently anyway, sell Argentinian wines. And obviously that's a bit of a big scare story, particularly if you're in the Argentinian wine world who can't afford to lose market share when they're starting to build it up, justifiably so. The problem is nobody knows anything about this product and what the effect is and where it's coming from, and so of course particularly the European reaction, EU regulations, would be to issue some sort of warning. Now, a couple of things. One is EU laws, as most people will know, especially if they're in some sort of business, say that things aren't allowed to be done or included if they're not specifically listed on the things that are allowed, which is the kind of problems we've had, for example, with advertising of wine in France on the internet. It wasn't included in the law that said you could do it, therefore it couldn't be done, which is slightly different to maybe how most of us in the US or in the UK are used to running our lives. So since this product is not allowed in wine, it's therefore not listed as okay in wine, it's therefore not allowed in wine, even if arguably it could be considered safe. What's the impact of that? Well, firstly, it's obviously bad for the Argentinian wine producers, but more importantly, I think, and then the reason I think this is important, is that this product is going to possibly be the reason, the sort of justification for a whole new drive to label wine. Now, wine has traditionally portrayed itself as a very natural product, and in reality, wine is, and pretty much all wine is, it's really just fermented grape juice. But there are products that go into the process to fine it or filter it or things like that, which are used and don't usually appear in the wine itself. So there's a lot of questions as to what could and couldn't be included. A couple of years ago, we were forced to label wines saying they contain sulfites. Well, they've always contained sulfites. It's a natural thing, and it's not bad, but consumers got a bit concerned. My worry is that if we start having to label every ingredient, actually consumers will be not just confused, but put off wine when there's really no reason to. Excuse the beeping, I'm standing outside. This is an emergency response unit at Charing Cross Station. So, it's not so important about the product itself, or hopefully it'll be proven to be sort of not much of a worry, but I think it might end up being that just like, say, bottled water or lots of other things, every bottle of wine will have to carry on its back label, or somewhere, a full analysis of that wine. Now, analysing the wine, I'm all for, but using up limited estate, real estate that wine labels have for this kind of information, which in reality will bring very little value to a consumer, is slightly worrying, because it means that there's even less of a space to communicate information about a wine, about the bits that really matter, like the story or the region or the winemaker, the kind of things that differentiate one wine from another. Who knows? Maybe this will show be a new thing about openness in the wine business and encourage more people to be careful as to what things they do put in their wines. But I suspect that the product itself will not be a problem, but we'll see an effect on how wine is marketed and communicated to consumers. We shall wait and see.